This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute, wishing everybody a happy Christmas on the occasion of Christmas 2013. A little bit of a review of what we've been up to in the last 12 months has to focus on the fact that it's been a celebratory period as we have marked 10 years of the Consultation Institute. Hard to imagine that it was 10 years ago that Quinton Oliver, Howard Kendall, Paul Rodriguez, Elizabeth Gammell and I thought it was a good idea to create some kind of body that could be a focal point for those of us involved and passionately interested in promoting public engagement and consultation. Well, we marked this anniversary with a very successful conference in October, where we had Cyprian Fizzi of the World Bank as our key external speaker. We also marked it with the publication of something called A Decade of Dialogue. We're much indebted to Barry Creasy, one of three new fellows that we appointed during the course of the year. Barry put together a compilation of 10 case studies drawn from different parts of the United Kingdom and Ireland, drawn from different market sectors. So we include health and we include local government and we include planning and some others. And in these 10 case studies, we have tried to draw out so many of the key best practice lessons that we have learnt and indeed sought to disseminate during the course of the last decade. We had two other fellows made up during the course of the year, Jonathan Bradley and Davy Jones, and they would in many ways have symbolised some of our other activities, particularly in Jonathan's case with social media and in the case of Davy with some of the training courses, which I know continue to be popular with those of us in the profession. I see the next 10 years as being somewhat different for the Institute. I think we've made great strides in the last 12 months in professionalising the way in which we do compliance assessment. It's all about quality assurance. There is a great need as consultations become ever more complicated, ever more contentious, and indeed many of them are challenged in the High Court. There's a great need to be able to give independent assurance that public bodies and other organisations seeking your views do so to best practice standards. And we are trying to set ourselves up as the most cost-effective route for organisations to have that quality assurance. And I think we'll do a lot more of that in the coming year. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the staff, all the associates. My goodness, do we depend on them. But the staff as well, both those who are in the front line and also those behind the scenes for helping to produce us an excellent 2013, and we wish them and all of you as members of the Institute and friends and acquaintances a wonderful new year. May you have a prosperous 2014 and may we continue to consult professionally.